Hello, I am popping in to tell y'all about our audience feedback survey. Do you love the show but want more Marge action? Do you love Wilmer and just want the guy to get a hug? And do you think Steve should be the one to hug Wilmer? Let us know in our audience feedback survey. You can find it in the episode description or at bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021. That's bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021, all lowercase. Let us know what's ping-ponging around your noggin. Enjoy the episode.
Going live in 3, 2, 1. Good evening, vampires, werewolves, and all other nocturnal beings. Welcome to Titties by Night, a Vampire the Masquerade actual play run entirely by creatures of marginalized genders and presented by Tabletop Titties. My name is Kelly, my pronouns are they, them, and I will be your storyteller for tonight. Before we get into this episode, we want to acknowledge the colonial history of Canada and how Canada has and continues to take from Indigenous people. The effects of colonization are still felt to this day, and we acknowledge that this episode is being recorded on the stolen lands of the Sequetmic, Semiamu, Catesy, Kwantlen, Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coast Salish First Nations. If you would like to know more about the effects of colonization and support some Indigenous charities and organizations, you can go to the resources page on our website at tabletoptitties.com/resources. With me, I am joined by the investigators of the occult and unusual.
Hello, my name is Emily Matchett, and my pronouns are she, her, and I play Imogen White, who is a Salubri, whose pronouns are also she, her.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlene Bear. You can call me Char. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Octavia Smith, the Tremere, whose pronouns are also she, her.
Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Rachel Thielade. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Evelyn Stormloft, the Nosferatu, whose pronouns are also she, her.
And we have an extra person here. Sarah, welcome.
Special guest.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, my name.
Oh, I'm from.
Who are you?
What's going on?
What? Where am I? It's not Tuesday. My name is Sarah Mayfield. My pronouns are she, her, and today I'm playing Rat, who is a Nosferatu, and the pronouns Rat uses are it.
It.
Name
it's it. It. What is it? All right. Are we all ready then?
Ready.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
I just minimized everything. So, whole.
Oh, boy.
All right. Love it when that happens.
So, last time on Titties by Night, the party at the Lee Estate raged on as the IOU was rushed to Olive and Melinda's secret chambers. It was there that they found both hosts were conscious again and had devised a new plan for Imogen's performance. The idea was for Imogen to train Melinda to fake playing the violin in an effort to take the credit away from the Salubri. Meanwhile, Evelyn and Octavia returned to the scene of the Inquisitor's sword, only discovered that it had been dissolved by acid. Near the weapon, they found a trail of blood that led into the garden where a corpse had been stashed. The body's throat had been slit, in addition to a wound it had sustained from a kindred earlier that night. To prepare for the performance, Olive helped Imogen learn the song the old-fashioned way, only to realize that the classical style was hindering the quality of the song. The Toreador, putting ego aside, allowed Imogen to play the music as an Irish jig, which was enough to unlock the magic within the notes. Everyone reconvened in the music room where tensions were high and unlives were at risk. With violin in hand, Imogen performed the song masterfully and the audience was brought to bloody tears. With the lives and reputations of the coterie safe, they made to leave the party and were granted a life boon each. That's right. All of you. I don't think you realized that at first.
No, I thought it was for all of us together, just like one.
a wording ritual was installed in the Haven, and Imogen was allowed to keep one free violin.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
So we are going to actually start a little in media res. We start in an unpaved side street. Wedged tightly together, a fog billows through the tunnel-like cross-hatching of alleyways. It has been a few days since the seemingly never-ending storm has passed. but the ground is still thick with mud and marsh. We see a figure slumped against one moss-covered wall of this passageway. Thick old blood is pooling in the muck below it. A swarm of rats have gathered at its feet, squealing and lapping up its cursed vitae. Angry shouts can be heard in the distance, but for the moment, there is reprieve. Sarah, would you like to describe your character?
Yeah. So, Rat is, like, a 30-year-old person. That's Nosferatu. So, like, the classic, like, pale skin, pointed ears, gross-ass face. And,
yes.
Yes.
So, but Wilmer. It's,
yeah. Hey.
Oh, wow. 40-year-old Wilmer.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that's noticeable about its face is there's like all of these like little like scars from like rat bites and stuff that it had during its life. So it's like a very visible disfigurement throughout its body. And what hair that is left on its head is like white, scrawny, and falling off. And then in terms of clothes, just like your typical ratty beggar's clothes, like cotton that's falling apart with holes and all that fun stuff.
Nice. And as you stand here, just riddled with bullet wounds, you have about 6 bullets in you right now.
Shit.
So you're feeling pretty rough. You actually have sustained several superficial wounds at this point, and one aggravated. So in the moment, if you wish, you could try to focus your blood and heal, if you would like.
Sure. How do I do that again?
So if you would like to roll, if you want to get rid of the one aggravated, you can roll 3 yeah. dice, all of which are hunger dice, so you could potentially get hungrier, or you can roll 1 dice to heal a superficial wound.
Nah, let's do it. Let's get hungry.
All right.
Feel like I've had a pretty shitty day.
Throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. All right. So that is, that is 1 pass and 2, well, 5 into 3.
All right. So you get 2 extra hunger as you focus. And as you're sitting there in the alleyway, you see the bullets kind of like push out of your skin and just fall down amongst the rats who start lapping up the blood off of them, and the wounds heal up, and you hear the familiar voice of your sire in your head.
Ah, my precious rat, what a predicament you have found yourself in. Haunted in the streets, why not turn around and devour those who have done this to you?
Oi, not yet.
You push out the feelings of your beast within you.
Perfect.
You're in Southwark right now. You've been here for about 3 months since Evelyn has been informed that you're being sent down here. You're pretty close to the bank of the River Thames, and you're about near like the Southwark Bridge at this point. And you know that things have got a bit too heavy for you to handle.
Dicey. So I think Rat's gonna try to run over, because the Southwark Bridge goes from one neighborhood into another, right? So I would get out of this territory. Heck yeah, we're sprinting.
Cool. Are you gonna try to go stealthy or just as fast as you can?
Fast.
All right.
Let's go fast.
So you just dig in to your celerity and start booking it through the streets. You're pushing through all of these alleyways, cutting around corners, and the mud is just like slick under your feet as you are sticking a little bit. And you see, you make your way onto a larger street now. Fog has started to drift in as the storm has passed. This sort of never-ending thick of fog has covered the city. And you see ahead of you the lantern lights that indicate the bridge. Give me a wits and awareness real quick.
All right. Wits and awareness.
Heck yeah.
I got one of the hungy dices was Oh, it was a 10. I forgot that 0 was 10 and not 0.
Yeah.
So all my hunger dice passed, and then the other one that wasn't a hunger dice did not pass.
Wow. So that would be 4 successes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be, 4 successes.
As you sort of like skid out of the alleyway and stand in the middle of this main street, you spot just in front of you, sort of at the base of the bridge, a lone figure, just a silhouetted shape sort of walking towards you. And you can hear as they click their tongue and they say, "Thought you could get away from me that easy then. Not many escape from us."
"Hey, I've gotten away from worse before, and I'm like my namesake. I will continue to live through these gutters and nothing you can do can stop it."
"Oh, I think there's quite a lot we can do." And they click their tongue again and you hear a splash next to you as another figure lands to your side and a rifle is pointed at your head.
Jesus. I would like to do... I can't remember where it is on the sheet.
I think I know. You wanna,
there's looking, a lot of things on the sheet.
Are you
to
looking
be
for
fair.
Your blink ability?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I want to do.
All right. Where are you going to blink to?
Because it's basically where I can run. So can I blink to the side of the riverbank and then jump in and swim away?
Hell yes. So as this gun is pulled up to the side of your head, you stare past the figure to on the side of the bridge to the riverbank, and you hear the gunfire go off. But by the time you hear it, it's at a distance because you are now standing at the side of the riverbank, and you jump in as the figures call out after you, and you begin to swim across the barely heavy flow of the river.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need a strength and athletics to make your way across this river unharmed.
All right. I want to say that before I like fully swim away, I think I yell back at the figure and I'm like, "Better luck next time."
Yeah, rub it in.
Yeah. All right, so I have 2 successes and then 2 fails on my hunger days.
Okay, it's pretty rough. There's like water rushing through your open wounds and pushing against the current is pretty heavy. It actually takes you down a bit further than you would hope, but you do manage to get across. And as you sort of like get yourself out of the water on the other side of the bridge, you spot... one of the trusty sewer grates that your gang is so used to having access to.
Oh, heck yeah. We're sliding on in.
Just like slimy. Classic Evelyn Friends. Just
that
like
sounds.
Yes. Slimy all the time.
Oh, yeah. Blood, like river sludge. All that fun stuff.
Other sludge.
Yeah.
Just mud.
I mean, the water's coming out of the sewage, and it's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a shower is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That disgusting river water is washed away. With fresh
Emily's
water.
Face for the podcast is
fucking nasty. That's so gross. Y'all disgust me. Gross.
All right, we are going to... cut away from Rat sort of slinking into the sewer now in their safe environment back to the IOU.
Mm-hmm.
It has been 2 months since the event of the party.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, so we back to like, we know not no longer 3 hunger. Okay,
all,
cool.
All your hunger and willpower has, I'm going to assume at that point you've maintained it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We were cool. Doing a little rough.
During this time, the IOU has gotten a boost in popularity.
Hell yeah!
Some from the behest of the Lees, some from the Sydney, the Malkavian Primogen, and some from Kine, who have noticed that the increased foot traffic in the area is centered around your place of business. As I said, the storm has passed, and Now the city is sort of this classic London fog. In the north side, it's less like thick and oppressive and more like cool and casts rays from all of the lanterns and whatnot. We're going to do something a little different right now. Since you've been getting several job offers over the last couple months, I'm going to run through a list. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you who the client is, tell you sort of the elevator pitch of the case, and it is up to you as to whether or not you would wish to take it, at which point I will tell you what the outcome was, and there may be a choose-your-own-adventure style from that to Ooh. Determine what your Ooh. Reward is.
Heck yeah, Ooh, this is cool.
I love that.
I'm always like, just tell me what you guys do in titties. I'm like, whatever. This is more fun.
I'll start writing poems real fast now.
So, the first client, actually a few days after the party, is a local bar owner who you know to be a caitiff. For those of you who don't know, a caitiff is like clanless. They basically, when they were changed, they didn't inherit all of the abilities from their sire and just sort of a hodgepodge of abilities. So they're kind of like the lost ones, the lost boys. They came in stating that a lot of their clientele, who are generally thin bloods, are going missing, and there's a lot of them just sort of disappearing en masse who aren't showing up, who are regulars. So as a group, would you wish to take this this case?
I think Evelyn would be interested in that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
of course. Tell me more.
All right. So after some investigation, talking to some of the clients who are still around, you found out that there was a schoolyard style rumor going around that would basically help thin bloods lose their curse. And a lot of the clients had been doing this ritual and then stepping out into the daylight, expecting that the curse had been taken away.
Idiots!
Immediately dying. You couldn't find the source, wow. but you managed to spread enough information to the remaining of them that the rumor has been died down, basically. And as such, your coterie has gotten a trivial boon from the bar owner, which is basically like, you know, a handy favor once in a while. The second case is from a Malkavian who Evelyn would know to be a pretty successful burglar. And they claim that some of the houses that they've been trying to rob have just straight up disappeared. Just no more house where it was.
But they're Malkavian, so like, is that actually true, or are they like in their dream thing again? You know, like.
Well, here's the thing: is that I want to help every single person who walks through that door, so it's not up to me. My vote is always yes.
They got one yes.
Can I think? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Evelyn.
You go. No. You go, because Evelyn's got. They're a burglar, so they. You said they were a successful burglar.
Yeah, pretty successful Malkavian burglar.
Okay. Because they might be somebody I want on my side, so I'm more inclined, even if I don't think the houses are going missing, I'm inclined to give them a hand.
All right, let's do it. I'm so intrigued by these mysterious disappearing houses.
Kelly, is there a limit to how many of these
we can
say yes to?
Let's
say yes to all of them.
I will tell you now, some of them might not have good outcomes, so it's entirely up to you.
So that's fair. Yeah. Okay, cool. They might be shady as hell.
But are we going with this one?
I would like, am I able to use abilities before we decide, or are we just, it's like quick?
I would assume that you would use your abilities to solve the case. But if you have a specific one that you want to do, let me know.
Okay, I would like to try and premonition this, is it a man?
Yes, named Dunn. I named Dunn. All these people.
Nice. Love it.
Dear Who's Dunn? The bar owner? No, back up. Who's the bar owner?
Francis Cooper.
Cooper?
Francis Cooper?
Yeah, she is a caitiff that owns a bar and seems pretty chill. Just was worried about her clientele.
I want to put Dunn's head in my hands, and I would like to premonition as I'm holding onto his skull.
All right. Through this premonition, you in fact saw the houses. Like, the Dunn was going up to the house, scoped it out, and was like scratching their chin, and then the house just whoop, disappeared.
There seems to be some truth to this. I am very intrigued. I believe you.
So you're going to take it?
Yeah.
I bet we're going to take all of them, honestly.
Right. Yeah. We're going to take all of them.
So through this investigation, you discovered that the houses actually belonged to a Ravnos, which is sort of the like trickster kind of cool illusionist clan. And they were just concealing these locations so that the Malkavian would stop stealing from them. Oh. Nice. The Fair. Outcome of this is that unless you do something about the Malkavian, the Ravnos is just going to keep doing this until the Malkavian gets tired and you don't get a reward.
Oh. Well, that's anticlimactic.
The third case. This one's actually just from a letter that is left at the door. It is from the owner of a pawn shop that says that there are strange noises coming from a grandfather clock in the attic. And they designated a time and date that you could come investigate it.
Yes.
I do love antiques.
The outcome is... that there was a small piece of machinery or mechanism within the grandfather clock that was getting caught at around 3 a.m. and making this like whirring noise. But as a reward, you are allowed to take the grandfather clock and you can install it somewhere.
Excellent.
So cool.
I feel like so excited. Everybody in this situation is so excited about this. And Evelyn's just like, oh my God.
Don't you see, Evelyn? It's associated with the witching hour. Even though it was a benign mechanical error, still 3 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're going to leave it busted? I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, probably.
Fuck yeah, I wasn't going to, but okay.
Cool.
I'm so thrilled we're spending our time doing things like this. Yes, this is wonderful.
Everything can be a lovely apple.
We'll be out. It's only going to bug Marguerite then.
Oh yeah, Marguerite's caseload or like workload is getting pretty heavy now because of all these cases.
Yeah.
But yeah, you now have a grandfather clock that at 3 a.m. makes just a weird whirring noise.
Amazing. We always know what time it is. You know, it's better to plan our day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. The next case is a young couple that has come in to a new home. They inherited one from their relative. Their names are Esta and Guy Hughes. And they've claimed that the well outside of their home at night, they can hear laughter. And they've checked and there's nothing. There's no kids or anything, which was what they were worried about, but that they are pretty sure their well is haunted.
Ooh. Well, absolutely. We'll be happy to help you out.
For this one, I would like to switch on my awe for the interaction, which is a new ability that I have earned. And I would like to just play up the mysterious... seer, you know, I'm gonna play the part a bit because I feel like this one is not true.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I should like
it's like
to fluff it up a bit.
Warrens, where this young couple has moved into a new home and it's not quite what they expected, and you are the professional ghost hunter that is here to save their lives.
Yes, I am not a liar, I'm just playing the part well.
So I'm not even going to ask if you're taking these anymore because I'm assuming you're just going
to... The answer's going to be yes.
Maybe one of them will be very suspicious and will say no.
I'm saying yes to all of them.
So the interactions were pretty nice. You all went to their home and it was a lovely, quaint, like country home. And sure enough, at night, you could hear these faint, like chittering laughters coming from the well. And through your knowledge into the supernatural, you found that it was a group of Pooka that had set up a den in the bottom of the well. And they were just sort of hanging. They was their home and they were having some fun and partying at night.
I don't know what that is.
It's kind of like, it's like a fairy that's all about like tricksy and laughter and upbeat. So how would you like to approach this one? As there's multiple ways that it could go.
Yes.
Oh, that's so fun.
But also not be fun. Fairies aren't to be fucked with.
I believe from my research, Pooka like to try and repair things. Am I thinking, is this correct?
I think that's Bogarts or Bogans or something.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm misremembering. Yeah, I played one changeling game and I'm like, who are
I literally
all of
was
them?
Like Wikipedia changeling characters.
Okay, shoot. Can I roll to see what they like? Other than just being tricksy?
You would just know again.
Ooh,
just
okay,
through,
yeah. What would I know?
They're just like having fun, and if you've found them a more fun time than hanging out in this well, getting wasted, they might move along.
Imogen, do you have any fun spots that you like to go to in the evening as you explore nature? Perhaps these puka can find a new place to make their humble abode.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Like, in all actuality, probably. I imagine there's probably like a community garden or something.
Yeah.
That I frequent.
Classic.
That probably has like a big old tree that they can fuck around in.
Sure.
That's so very Imogen vocabulary.
Yeah.
So through Imogen's persuasion and whimsy, has convinced these puka to move into a sort of community garden with a big tree where they get in a lot of fights with the local gnomes, but are out of the way now. And as a reward, this young couple has given you a basket of vegetables from their garden and have offered to send you more as they have more than they would need.
I can use these in the strudels. They could be savory strudels.
The next one is from a aristocrat named Maxwell Remington, who claims that his wives who have died of illnesses are now haunting him.
Immediately, I gesture to Evelyn.
But why?
Suspicious.
Well, do I know of the name? Have I heard of this name on the street, this aristocrat?
Give me a... This sounds almost like an etiquette as like knowing rich people. So let's do intelligence and etiquette.
Well, that's not going to go well. So
good luck. You can rouse the blood in your intelligence if you feel like it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because I have no etiquette. So newbie, not actually rouse the blood for a roll. What does that entail and what does that give me? Is it two extra dice?
Yeah.
Okay. But... What do I do? Do I have to rouse check to see if I get hungry, I assume?
Yeah, yes. Give me one rouse roll.
And I think it lasts for the scene.
That was a success.
Nice. No sire for you.
Whoa. So that is 1, 2, 3 successes.
Okay. Yeah, you'd know that this is actually a pretty well-known aristocrat and has had a run-in with wives dying of the flu and other various diseases over the years. In the community, everyone feels bad for him. And
okay, so he's not like nobody thinks he's shady. Nobody doesn't like him.
High society does not think he's shady.
Okay.
That was such DM language right there.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to take the job, but then can I also go and send William to snoop around on him just for to sure. like see if we can get some dirt on this bad boy?
Yeah, that'll be all part of the
actual job.
So after several nights of investigating his home, not finding any evidence, you do in fact have a night where you run into what is not a ghost of one of his ex-wives, but instead a kindred of one of his ex-wives.
Oh.
You discover that a local La Sombra woman has been freeing these women from their shitty husband, and as such, they have been terrorizing him over the past few months.
Oh, like, can she spill the deets as to how terrible he was? Because I might want a little snack.
Veiled domestic abuse.
Hey, can I have a snack?
For sure. So you go in there, have an incredible encounter murdering this man and devouring
him. Amazing. I love that. Yay.
The now La Sombra wives take over his large estate, and you are given a major boon
excellent.
For assisting them.
From the La Sombra? Amazing. Yeah.
And then La Sombra have a new cool chill haven.
Woo! You're welcome, friends.
The plus side, they all got portraits while they were alive, so the house is just littered now with portraits of them.
Ooh.
Yes.
And the final one, a Bruja woman by the name of Priya Chambers has approached you about a week ago, and she has claimed that her and her friends have this hideout that they're pretty sure is infested with ghosts, and they want you to come in and sort of scare them off.
Why, absolutely. We'd be happy to help.
I look to Octavia because you are the ghost expert. Feel up to the task.
Oh, of course. But perhaps we won't scare them away. There are easier ways to deal with these things. And I would like to try and approach the situation much more open-heartedly.
Okay.
And see if these ghosts have anything that they desperately are needing.
Cool.
Well, I will use my spirit board.
Cool. So as you're setting up your spirit board, you are accosted by the Bruja gang, as this was indeed a trap.
Lovely.
And I'm going to need the four of you, because you can use profit as well, to beat a combined difficulty of 9 through combat, either using dexterity and melee, strength and brawl, or dexterity and brawl. Any combination of dex or strength and brawl or melee.
Well,
can I use abilities at this point?
Sure.
Yeah, I would actually like... Actually, I'm not using...
I'm rolling 2 dice, guys.
Strength doesn't matter.
And they're both my dex. I don't have any brawl or melee.
Well, I don't think I can use anything
one
there.
One success!
Hey, so we got one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
All right, we're up to 6, y'all.
Okay, I'm as Octavia is suddenly in danger, Prophet is going to activate his new ability, which is Arms of Ahriman.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it wrong. Arms of Ahriman. And shadow appendages explode from his body and attack these Bruja bitches who are getting all up in our grill. And I got 2 tens, so that's already plus 4.
Heck yeah,
5, 6, 7 from Prophet.
7. All right. So an all out brouhaha. as the lot of you are jumped, Imogen manages to get in a few blows and hold her own.
Thank you.
Evelyn, sword fencing with some of them, manages to slice them. Octavia sort of slinks off into the shadows as a demon spirit dog begins tearing these vampires apart. And you're managed to kill a few of them and send off the rest and sustain no long-lasting aggressive or aggravated or superficial damage. And a bonus is that everyone knows what you did now. And word is spread a little bit. To not fuck with you.
Don't fuck with us.
Yeah. Is there any chance that I could have an opportunity to slip a bloodstone into one of the escaping Brujas?
Sure.
Okay, great. I want to know where they are at. That's all I want to know.
Sounds good. I'll keep that in mind. All right. So with the 2 months having passed, a pretty active caseload. Marguerite is now just like typing up a storm of man. There's just so many poems in here.
There's less metaphors though.
That's true. There are more lot literal poems, which has been very helpful.
You're welcome.
In the meantime,
can I interrupt? Is Marguerite all human? I forget.
You have no idea.
Oh, crap.
None of you have told me that you've made an effort to find out.
I would like
She's not a vampire.
We hired her.
Because she's not a vampire because she didn't, like, she stopped Evelyn from killing me, so. I would assume I, but also I know nothing about this lore. So someone,
well, none of us are feeding her, so she's not a ghoul.
Or she's not one of our ghouls.
One of you can do. I think it's Sense the Beast.
I can.
I cannot. Okay. Yeah.
I can. Yes.
I can. I'll sense the beast.
Or is it Sense the Unseen? Which is the one
I have Sense the Beast.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have Sense the Beast. So
it's resolve and animalism.
Indeed, indeed.
Which is just three for me.
Resolve is okay. I'll do it as well. We'll see who rolls best.
Heck yeah.
That was only one success, so you're probably...
Yeah, it was only one success.
Well, fuck. Oof. We don't know.
You know what? I'm using a willpower because I want to. Two successes now.
Two successes?
And I got one.
She's not human, but you aren't sure what she is.
Do I ever notice her eating the strudels that we have out for people?
Yep.
Okay, great. I would like to make Marguerite. I'm sorry. I know you hate that nickname.
Marguerite, she hates that name.
You've been working so hard for us. And of course, we pay you well, but I would love to give you an extra special treat. Please follow me. And I lead her into my seance room, and I've prepared with the fresh vegetables from that couple, like an extravagant ratatouille meal for her pleasure.
Nice. She eats it, and as much as she can, she seems happy about it. And it picks up her mood a bit, filing all of these mostly poem-based caseloads.
I wouldn't take that as as much as she can. She doesn't like it. I feel like that's just like...
Well, did she throw up afterwards? Because we know that she will throw up if she can't have it.
Nope. She doesn't after a few, like, what's it called? Subtraction of variables. There's a better way of saying that. Anyways, after doing a few tests.
Process of elimination.
Yes.
Wow, yes. I said all of those words different. Those are all synonyms. She doesn't seem to be kindred, and that's as much as you can figure
out.
All
right.
What if we ask her?
I think you should do it, Imogen.
Marguerite.
Yeah.
You know, the girls and I were talking, and I was just wondering, I had a question for you.
You're pulling me into this.
I'm pulling everybody into this.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come from? You know, I'm new, so. And when did we hire you? And what's your backstory? And who are you? I just want to know, get to know you a bit more. And I flash her a brilliant smile.
Give me a charisma and persuasion.
Fuck yeah.
All of those things that you can do so well.
I'm good at that shit. Four successes.
She's gonna... I assume you're having this conversation alone with her.
Evelyn might be slinking around. I don't know.
I feel like I passed by the doorway, as you said, the girls and I were talking. I'm like, don't bring me into this. And then I left.
She's going to kind of like put her hand on your shoulder. And it's like a pretty heavy hand. She's a bit taller than you are. And she says, listen, doll, you and your friends are running around at night. You got this blood, give you all these powers and stuff. It's cool. I don't judge you. Whatever. I'm not from here.
Well, I'm not either. I was born in Ireland.
Yeah. I mean, the whatever you would call it, Earth, this, the ground, the material plane, whatever.
What?
I don't know how much I want to tell you, but it's a pretty fucked up place where I'm from.
I lean in real close. Are you an angel?
Sure. If you want to call me an angel, go ahead. Let's just say it's a place that you'll never get to go, and that ain't just because of your cursed ass blood.
In our Zoom chat, the theories are running wild.
She pats you on the shoulder and says, sleep tight, kid. And sort of walks away.
That might be the first time that anyone's told Imogen that she cannot go to heaven. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think Imogen might be shook.
Her little sweet Irish Catholic soul is doomed. And well, now she will go into a 100-year long Edward Cullen style depression. Just kidding. Don't worry.
Move to Alaska. All right. In the meantime, so this 2 months have gone by. I will say that you guys also had the access to the theater, so you could go see a show basically whenever you want. And I believe
I see every show I can.
Yes.
I would like to go with Imogen. Yeah.
For sure.
I think we'd all go. I wouldn't leave out Evelyn.
Yeah, I'll go once or twice with them. I'll be like, it's fine. It depends on what show is going on.
I find out that Marguerite is an angel, I invite her every single night also. So you might not say yes, but I invite her every single night.
Like, maybe if you invite her enough, she'll be like, just
and you know
kidding,
what? I have a specialty in calligraphy, so I'd write her a fancy ass letter just like the Lees wrote for us.
Beautiful. So we're actually going to say that this is a night where Imogen, Octavia, Marguerite, and Prophet have actually gone to the theater.
Oh, all of us.
No, what? Leaving what? Evelyn.
Oh, I'm by myself. Yes. Amazing. This show sucked. I didn't want to go.
Yes, and good job, Rachel.
So we see Evelyn sort of mulling over some of your work, some of the information that your gang has been bringing in. And you hear in the grate next to your desk the of somebody coming through the sewer.
William, I didn't call for you.
Rat, you hear Evelyn call out for William.
Yes. It's not fucking William.
Oh, dear. I pull up the grate and I'm like, you can come in. I assume it is important. And do I notice, like, is Rat in bad shape still, or?
Yeah, several.
Okay.
Several slash wounds, and the bullet holes haven't all healed up, and the like tattered clothes have particularly more tatters and visible bullet wounds and blood stains.
Yeah, so and somehow we're still soaked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just slimy as all hell.
Well, you look absolutely horrible, even for your standards, Rat.
Thanks for the compliment.
As always. I help it up into
so slimy
into the building just and not into the sewer.
And the two of you are now standing in your dungeon bedroom with the several chains and racks and whatnot.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. You would not believe the couple days I've had.
I can see that. What happened?
Well, I went to go and check out the area. Whose name that Southward. You told me to find, which is Southwark.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard there were killings and murders going on. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, just me, I could do it, right? Less yes. conspicuous than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It was all fine and dandy. There were people disappearing, but I managed to figure it out so that it's everyone's disappearing too. It's not just us.
William failed to mention that it was kindred. I thought it was simple dock workers disappearing. That is interesting.
I think he did mention that some of your gang was going missing.
That's why the gang members. Okay.
They were all pulled out.
I wasn't sure if that was. Yeah, I think. Yeah. I remember William. Yeah, people are going missing. It's fine.
So casual.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
He specifically told you that they had pulled basically the remainder of your gang from that area because they were going missing. And Rat was down there alone.
Never mind. Retcon what I said. I didn't. I will not be speaking.
Fix it in post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're all just disappearing off the streets, but we can't find no bodies. Mm. They're not washing up on the riverbeds or being found in taverns or alleys. They're just gone.
Interesting. I gesture to the slash wounds and the gunshots. Well, I take it you didn't disappear, so who did this to you?
Well, that's a good question, ain't it? So, I went to sleep, just as I do every morning. And then, I woke up in a crate. And then I managed to get out, and then I was getting chased, and there was all these bullets and slashes, and then this little shit stared down at me, clicking his tongue like a bloody nuisance, to be honest.
Well, you managed, you managed to escape.
Yeah, think I'm the first one, eh?
Well, if anybody was going to, it was going to be you, Rat. And I'm glad you did. I need someone around I can trust.
Yeah, but the thing that sticks with me is it's not... The bodies were never found. It just screams that there's some kind of dark ritual thing, and it wasn't just an attack on us. It feels like attack on everyone, you know?
There were a few interesting things I found out at the Lee's gathering a couple months back. There are indeed inquisitors around hunting us, and we never caught them. And it seemed to be covered up, and I wonder if it's as linked anyway.
Bastards. Will very well be.
Well, you are free to stay here. It is safe. We won't have any unwanted intruders. We do have ways of patching you up if you need assistance in that matter. We you might need to be. I have been chained up to do so. So I'm just saying you might have to agree to be chained up so that you don't accidentally eat her. But she's very good
Please
at it.
Please don't eat me.
If that's all right with you, you must obviously consent first. But
yeah. I'm a little hungry too, so probably a good idea to get tied up if I'm going to be touched up, if you get my gist.
But I have very good associates that will be able to help us figure this out, I think.
Rat, you hear a strange whirring noise coming from somewhere in the dungeon.
This show's on at 3 a.m. still?
Oh, yes.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that's just the clock. It's a very long opera.
We went out partying after.
Yeah, there's after parties. What are you talking about?
We saw them. We're like, you must come to the party.
No, we went to Francis's bar.
That bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Took Marguerite to Francis's bar.
Right on the town.
All right.
Yeah, I think we're just ready to wait for these buds to get back so we can get to work.
Marguerite goes somewhere. Home, maybe?
Where does she live?
As Octavia, Imogen, and Prophet come back to the IOU. It is locked up as you had left it. As I assume you go through the front entrance, unlike other people.
Where do you think she lives?
I'm not quite sure. I mean,
I honestly am so intrigued.
Is it rude that we don't have a place for her to stay here?
Oh, you know that I'm going to start fixing up one of the bedrooms now.
Oh, that would be nice.
She's an employee.
We're family here, I say to the god voice.
Well, you know, and then I like go really close to Octavia. She's an angel. She told me. So she told me.
What do you mean?
Like an angel.
She flat out told you that she was an angel, not from this earth.
She said she wasn't from this earth, and I asked her if she was an angel, and she said, sure. That's a yes.
Well, that means she's an angel. Very, very interesting. Quite interesting that she's chosen to keep up her time with some demons of the night. But we you should definitely make a room for
her. Sits down.
Imogen, I hate to break this to you. I really thought that your aunt would have done this. I guess it all happened so quickly. being who we are, being what we are, it's up to you how you would like to lead your life. But some beliefs lead us to know that we will not be entering the afterlife. As much as you are a sweet angel.
The angel's not me. The angel's Marguerite, actually.
Oh, very, very true. But do keep that in mind. The way that you keep yourself so kind, so warm, so open is critical for one such as yourself.
All right.
And then I walk away.
You're like, I'm done. No
more. You're going to hell. Rat Nevelin, you can hear movement now and the muffled voices of Octavian Imogen. Mm-hmm. Upstairs.
I go start fixing up a bedroom for Marguerite, though. We have the space. There's no reason why she can't have a room here.
I assume we have, like, just kind of found a space for Rat to, like, rest up. We're like, you want to just chill? You can just chill wherever you want. There's a nice comfy spot here. There's a comfy spot there.
I was like, Rat takes like a bit of the floor, just like splashes some wood and mud on it and just kind of like lies down.
Fair. You know what? That also, fair enough. I'm going to go and tell my associates we have company, and I will go upstairs and go, we have a situation. Would you all follow me downstairs? I need you to meet my friend.
Well, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Well, good.
Of course.
Yeah, we go downstairs. Rat, meet the rest of my team.
Oi.
Everyone,
so,
this is Rat.
These Please are the bastards you've been hanging with. Nice to meet you. And I think he's just going to go around and just slap all of them on the back.
Don't mind its language. They are very friendly.
Octavia is like, Octavia Smith, she, her. And she'll go to shake your hand.
Okay. Oh, it's Rat, it.
He just like smacks his. He does one of those like forearm shakes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, all
the
right.
Terminator or the Predator style one.
Yeah.
Your forearm will collide with Octavia's hand and then she'll like try and like read the situation because she's blind. She don't see anything.
No. The sleeve of your shirt is now just kind of like stained and wet.
All right.
Perfect.
It's lovely to meet you. My name is Imogen. She, her.
Howdy. And he'll do the same.
Did I say howdy?
Yeah, it'll do the same.
I just wanted to clarify.
Same deal. Your wet dress or your white dress is now a little bit red and brown stained on the sleeve.
It's all right.
I think I imagine we fill you guys in, I assume. So so we'll go. Okay. So as you can see, Rat has been in a bit of a rough spot. Turns out, remember when I mentioned to you that some of my associates in Southwark were disappearing? I don't know if I recall. I believe I mentioned this to you. It was information William brought to my attention.
I don't think that I was there, but I'm assuming that at some point you would have filled me in. So yes.
Yes, I believe we would have told. I don't know if you remember.
But I think I was running to get my violin at that point.
Like, all of this is in character voices. Yeah, so you're just like, I think I would have filled you in.
Yeah. You must have been filled in.
I don't have the best memory. But yes.
Very true. Well, we sent Rat here to investigate. Rat is the one person I know who will be able to handle a very, very serious and intense situation. So that is why they were sent. And it turns out it was far more intense than we anticipated. None of the bodies of these missing individuals have been found.
Oh, no.
And they were attacked last night. Yes, last night. It was last night. Yes.
Yeah.
That was Rachel. I was like, this is the same. This is happening in one night.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't attacked. Well, I was attacked last night, but I went to sleep in the morning and then I woke up in the crate. So that means that I was taken during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
doesn't make
nice.
Sense.
Taken during
because it
the
couldn't
day.
Have been one yes. of, you know, one of our kind, or it could have been, but if it was, then to be someone very, very strong.
Can I make a roll? Because we learned in our like fast forward time that there was a rumor that there was a ritual you could do to be out in the sunlight, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm trying to are these dots that I'm connecting, are these right, or is this a red herring?
You can give me an intelligence and occult.
All right.
Oh shit.
No.
That dice is gone forever.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
No. Three successes. Damn it.
I mean, this is like common kindred knowledge. You would know that, yes, like a powerful kindred who has passed down the ability to step out into sunlight could do this. But you also know that, like, incredibly weak, like thin-blooded kindred, some of them can also do it.
Hmm. This is, I'll relay that information, so I'm thinking about the thin blood that we worked with. Perhaps they are people we should speak to about who may be doing this. I'm not sure how we want to play this, but very, very interesting indeed. I'm glad that you made it out, Rat.
Me too.
I'm just grabbing my notes for that job.
It was Francis Cooper.
Trivial boon. Question mark?
Yeah.
We could ask some questions. It wouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Rat, would you like to come?
Where are we going?
Well, we're going to the bar. We're going to ask some questions.
Oh, I'm always up for a pint.
Perhaps you should heal it, Imogen, before we head out.
Oh, of course. You'll of course, and I skitter away with no explanation.
You'll probably have to go tomorrow as well, since it's getting
pretty
early.
Late. Mm.
Yeah. It was like 3 a.m. and you hadn't even gotten back yet.
Yeah. Oof. All right. True. There's like 3 hours left.
So yeah, sorry. Imogen scutters off.
So I go in. I turn to Rat. I'm like, may I attach these? I grab the chains. I'm like, I want you to ask first.
Just keep an eye on the others, because I trust you, but I'm not sure about them yet.
Fair enough. Don't worry. They're on our side, and I attach them. this is a thing that happens when you... Yeah. My weird hand movements for audio format.
Audio medium, yeah.
So, Octavia, you can hear, the clanking of chains and, latching and stuff. Mm-hmm. And... Is Imogen returning, or did she just fuck up?
She's gone.
That was a dumb Emily moment. I didn't
Never
realize
again.
We were already in the correct room. So I went to run away.
I thought you were getting something. I was like...
Oh, no. I thought it was a different room we were going to, so that's fine. I'll just... I'd stay there. My new Imogen might have gotten confused as well, if Emily didn't get it.
So Imogen returns, kind of that threshold syndrome where you left the room and forgot what you were getting.
Yes.
Oh, should I leave? We should not be here, possibly. I don't know.
Well, Marguerite's not here yet either. That's okay. It'll be fine, I'm sure.
But yes, Evelyn, why don't I do a reading for you? Let's go upstairs.
It's not that I'm hungry, but I'm concerned. So
you're just going to leave me in here with her?
Well, would you rather me stay and eat her?
Maybe.
I would not rather that be the situation.
All right, so I'll assume that the influential parties leave, and it is...
I take a moment to go to Rat, because it seems concerned and a little uncomfortable with being left alone with a stranger. So
Chained up.
Yeah, chained up with this complete and utter stranger.
I'm just going to see some poetry. It'll be fine.
Some poetry. I calmly give you a nice pat on the shoulder. I'm like, do you think that we would have gone through everything we went through together and I would leave you somewhere to be in danger?
No.
Trust me. I am I'm going to be in the other room.
All right, perfectly harmless. Too soon.
She really is harmless. You are far more danger to her than she is to you.
It's truth.
Trust me. No offense, Imogen.
None taken. Absolutely, I agree.
I will just be in the other room. And I skitter off.
All right. Now, take a deep breath and focus on me. This is the same poem as last time because I haven't written a new one yet. And try not to think of the pain. Listen now to the sound of my voice and feel your health regain.
Keep up. Back. Last one.
Goodbye, dice.
Three successes.
You're using Valerian, right?
Yes. So three successes, and the difficulty was two, so.
Cool. Give me a rouse check as well.
Oh, fuck me up. I failed.
Yay! This is what the chains are for, baby. And also, we get to hear things.
I failed the rouse check, so yeah. I'm hungrier.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
Y'all got a rouse?
Y'all ready? No, wait, what's that?
What curse? It's only a curse if you let it be. You've got time now. Feed. Now. And live to tend to the flowers.
Jane right. Easton, everybody.
Jane Easton, everyone.
Lovely sire of dear Imogen.
All right. So, Imogen, you get hungrier. You hear the loving words
That's
of your
fine.
Aunt. And, Rat, you can feel the wounds, the remainder of the wounds that you had felt sort of heal up. But I'm going to need you to do a willpower check, which means all of the willpower dots that you have equal dice that you roll.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to eat Imogen.
You don't have to use hunger dice for these either. It's just regular dice. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. It is four successes.
All right. You can smell as blood begins to trickle down Imogen's forehead while she's doing this. You can smell this like sweet, like tantalizing blood scent, but you fucking, you're gross and disgusting and it does nothing for you. you fight the urge to devour it. It's almost like everyone prepared you for this moment. You'd been chained up and then it happens and you're like, I don't know what the big deal
really?
Was.
Really? That was it?
But it worked. You see the wounds heal, Imogen, and everything's chill.
Excellent.
Muted.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
Is it fine? Can we come back now?
I'll like dab up my forehead. Yes, come on back in. The fuck was that accent?
Well, I come in and I help unchain my friend and turn to everyone. Well, how are we feeling? Much better?
Yeah.
Shall we?
I love it.
Where are we going? I haven't been there yet.
We're going to sleep today, first.
Oh, that's right. It's far too late. Yes.
Yeah. It's time to sleep.
or early. I don't know what happened to my accent either. What is happening today?
I don't know.
It's all downhill.
Okay. Well, it's fine.
Kelly, has the sun raised yet?
No, it's about to. So all of you should probably go to sleep soon.
Sick.
Hell yeah. I'll do that.
All right. So all of you return to your quarters. Rat sort of curls up on the floor at the corner of Evelyn's room.
Like, I'm sure we could find somewhere more comfortable. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
You have a relaxing, dreamless, unconscious for the day. And as you raise, I'm going to need everyone to do a rouse check for waking up.
That's a one, Woo! My dear.
Did I just roll one dice for rouse?
Also failed again.
Yes, it's a one die.
I got a one.
Wow.
Am I the only one who passed?
Yep. Guys, right. I'm hungry now. I gotta have to go get some food.
all right, let me see if I can do this right. Are you ready? So,
yeah.
Octavia, as you rise, you hear...
You've yet to accomplish anything of import, Octavia. If you wish to continue your research, now is the time to sustain yourself.
I grumble to myself, well, I wouldn't say I haven't achieved anything. I mean, look at me, and I just activate awe.
just no, honey. You lol.
Nice.
Octavia's Beast is thank you to Nora Ibrahim for that.
Thank you, Nora. Wow. And then I'll scratch Prophet on the ears and give him some of my blood.
Nice. Imogen, you hear...
When you're hungry, you need to eat. There must be a place around here for you to grab a bite.
So sweet. The complete opposite of Octavia's.
I'll go catch a squirrel or something later.
Meow. And
rat also failed.
Rat, as you sort of come to on the floor of Evelyn's dungeon. Evelyn, you're awake now and you didn't hear the beasts. But as you sit here in your dungeon and Rat sort of like gets up and looks over at you, you both can hear in your heads,
"My children are back together again. A family reunion of sorts. Let's make it a bloody one, shall we?"
Prick.
I don't think we need to listen to him anymore, do we?
No, I'm a little hungry, though. But yeah.
We can take care of that. But not on his terms.
No.
Never on his terms again.
No.
Snaps. The group's going to head to the bar with the caitiff that they had just helped a few weeks ago. And we, as humans, are going to go on a break.
Yay! So,
hello, it's your disgusting Nosferatu friend, Kelly. I hope you're enjoying part one of Sniff Out a Rat, featuring our special guest, Sarah Mayfield, from, you know, that other podcast about going into the circus and fighting the things, well, the D&D and stuff like that. I got a bit of housekeeping here for you, and we will get right back to the episode. Rocket your accessories to new heights with nerdy and gay Vancouver-based Rocketman props. Their enamel and laser-cut wooden pins and waterproof coasters come in all your favorite franchises. Their enamel potion pins will make sure that you always have that health potion on you when you need it. And you're gonna need it. Worry not, though. Any order over $35 ships free to Canada and the U.S. Plus, if you use the promo code TITTIES with double Ds, you can get 20% off their store at rocketmanprops.com. That's rocketmanprops.com to save the day.
Create a sweeter day in a traditional way with Wabanaki maple syrup. Long before sugar came with the fur trade, the indigenous peoples of the First Nations harvested the savory sap from the maple trees of Canada. The tales of this savory sap with a sweet and woody flavor traveled the world, and so came the name maple syrup. The tradition was passed from generation to generation, and as the maple moon rose each spring, the harvest of nature's rich tree sap began. Today, Wabanaki Maple Syrup has created a twist on a traditional culture with their signature line of barrel-aged maple syrup products of bourbon, whiskey, and toasted oak. Proudly 100% Indigenous female-owned and located on Nugakuk Tobique First Nation, Wabanaki Maple is proud to introduce you to this tradition that's shared by many peoples of the Wabanaki Confederacy. Discover a piece of history and taste our land's cultural fabric in every bottle at wabanaki.com. That's W-A-B-A-N-A-K-I maple.com.
Good evening, agents, and thank you for coming on such short notice. As you are aware, we at Agents of Damned must be prepared to strike before disaster can even make itself known. Arlo, do you understand your mission?
Yes, ma'am. To stop the forces of destruction and calamity from ever becoming a threat to the people, we travel across the Forgotten Realms in order to keep it safe.
Excellent. Safe. When are you acting?
We're on assignment every other Friday, but patrons can listen to our misadventures a week early, learn more about each adventure in a special after show, and even hear tales from some damned operatives other than us.
Perfect. And with Terra, where can people find you?
I don't know what any of these are, but Bookworm says that people can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser, or anywhere else that people listen to podcasts. If they want to reach us personally, they can join us at Facebook at AOD, Twitter at Agents of D, or on our website at agentsofdam.com. What's a website?
Good. Now that you all understand your mission, you are all dismissed. And remember, you are the Agents of Damned.
Case for good luck.
Arlo!
Just a reminder, we still have our Pride collection up on the store. You can head on over to tabletoptitties.threadless.com to pick up some of these incredible merches. And all profits are continuing to go to support Q-munity, a nonprofit organization based in Vancouver, BC, that works to improve queer, trans, and two-spirit lives. You can also go ahead and follow us on social media at Tabletop Titties and tweet at us using the hashtag TTTitties, and we will name an NPC after you. We've got an Indiegogo shout out today. Thank you very much, John Mosey, who donated to our Indiegogo and helped us fund this incredible season. We could not do it without the continuous support of all of you, especially John Mosey. You can check out our website at www.tabletoptitties.com. And every time I've said titties in this little segment, it's with double D's, if you know what I mean. All right, let's get back to the sewers. All right, so y'all have gotten ready for the night and have head out to Francis Cooper's bar.
As I open my bedroom door, do I hear a tinkle?
Do you hear a what?
A tinkle.
A tinkle?
From my bell.
Let's see. I will roll for it.
Oh.
Which is what I decided to do. Fortunately not.
What is I say this very angrily. What is happening with Aiden? They're supposed to be leaving me chicken blood. I don't understand. I'm so hungry. I'm very frustrated, Prophet.
Over the last couple of months, Aiden has been leaving you blood, but just not tonight.
I'm having a bad day, apparently.
Perhaps there will be something at the bar you can have. They must have non-human beverages.
We'll see.
I'm still gonna.
So on the way to the bar, would anybody like to dip off the group to perhaps eat a little bit?
Munch.
Yes, squirrels.
Yeah, I'll try and get some a raven.
A raven?
Yes, because my specialty is birds and rats.
Yeah. So from
I'm not going to eat Sarah's character today.
Imogen, I'm gonna need a compose your an animal ken from you.
Oh, that's not as much as I thought it would be. Wait, I can add my animal ken specialty though, yeah?
I believe so, yes. Octavia, I will also need one from you.
Oh, but I have fuck ton of hunger dice though now. God damn it.
I assume you're both kind of working together at this point.
Three successes.
All right.
Oh, fuck, I'm losing dice.
Two tens, so that's four plus another one is five.
All right. Wow.
Were the floor dice tens?
The floor dice was a 10, but I re-rolled it.
Oh, okay.
So you guys kind of cut away to a park. And Imogen, you're just raking in these squirrels. Prophet also goes off and gets like some stuff for you, Octavia. And I'll say,
thank you.
All told, the two of you can clear off a hunger for hunting these little squirrels and stuff.
Good,
cute, adorable woodland creatures.
Okay. They're disgusting. They're.
I say,
infected.
Gross.
Mad as for
Victorian London. Rodents are not.
Good.
Not good.
Not good right now.
Rat, I'm going to need a dex and stealth from you. I assume you're going to do your classic hunting style.
Dex.
Who are you talking to right now?
Wow, rat. This is so many.
Oh, Rat. Okay.
Thank
rat. I didn't hear any response to it, so I wasn't looking at the Zoom, so I was like,
do some of these need to be hungered?
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Okay. Four of them.
Ironically, whilst hunting for food, you do still need to roll your hunger dice.
Gosh,
as Evelyn learned pretty harshly in like our second episode.
I was like, I straight up almost went on a murder spree because I was feeling so bad.
So that is one hunger dice fail, but that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow.
7. Wow. 8 successes.
Look at all those dice.
8 successes.
Wait. Yeah, because I got a 10.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I had a moment there where I was like, did I do this wrong? And I was like, no, I don't think I did.
So what kind of sleeping prey do you generally look for?
Ooh. I feel like Rat goes for one of those like strong, beefy working men who kind of like look like they are like Olympic weightlifters, you know?
Nice.
I feel like that's his type.
So with that many successes, I'm going to say that you actually find just an effing smorgasbord. You find a dock house where basically like workers have come to rest here because they don't own a place in, or they aren't renting a place in the city. So it's basically like a bunkhouse of these nice. Like beefy, strong dock workers. And with you're a shadow, you just like the quietest movements get in. And I'm going to say, unless you decide to eat somebody completely to death, then you can, if not, then you can get 3 hunger off.
Sick.
So you'll have one remaining hunger.
How it's gonna do this is Rat's gonna like slink in. He's gonna like lift up the blanket off the foot of the bed and then just like chonk into their ankles.
Heck yeah.
Nom nom
person
nom.
Seems to have a pleasant dream while you're doing it. Because canonly getting eaten by a vampire in this lore feels pretty good, actually.
Oh.
Even a Nos. If you're like jagged teeth, just like, and they're like,
it's when
oh.
they wake up and see it happen. They're like, oh God.
Oh no. Sleep paralysis demon. And Evelyn, are you hunting at all? Or are you good?
I only have one hunger dice. Sick. Or one hunger. So yeah, I'm good right now. I'll just kind of be like, be free, my children. Go and hunt to your heart's content.
You're kind of like strolling through the road. Your cane is like clinking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like an hour goes past and everybody just like comes back to you and the gang, the squad is all back together.
Mm-hmm.
And you head off to Francis's bar. Right now it's
How far is it? Are we taking Fiend?
No, it's a few blocks.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So you can walk there. It was like a local bar owner.
Nice.
So you get there and it's not super active. There's like a few people there, especially this late at night. Most of them are thin bloods who are kind of looking for a place to unwind. And you step in and you come up to the front and you can see sort of through the window is Frances behind the counter. She's got short hair, button down, one of those bartender aprons that everyone likes wearing. And of course, at this point, she's wiping a glass behind the counter as every iconic. Bartender does that all the time.
Now, do we want to just walk in and ask as us, or do we want to be a little bit more discreet about this? What are we thinking?
Mm. Well, she is the one that owes us the boon. But it's up to you. I mean, I'll follow your lead. It is your investigation.
I'm just thinking we might be able to use the boon for something else if we can get this done discreetly.
I like the way you think.
Would like to go ahead and activate Masks of a Thousand Faces.
Nice.
A power that I just recently got because I saved up a butt ton of XP. I would like to assume the form of a very generic, just beefy bar goer in the city of London. Don't want to get into a fight with this guy, but also looks like a very generic white guy.
Yeah. As you do so, you kind of like, you're beefy, but a little bit like stringy and you just kind of
wiry.
Look like, you look like a sort of downtrodden thin blood.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. When I do this, I would also, before I enter, I would like to activate Daunt.
Nice.
Which is another power that I recently acquired.
Is Daunt a rouse?
I don't
believe so. No.
I think it is. Correct me if I am wrong, though.
No, I think it's free. Anyone else doing anything to prep?
I will also Mask of a Thousand Faces.
All right.
Turn into a fun bar goer.
You appear to just be like similar attire style, not exactly the same, just kind
of
look like
part
a friend.
Of the thin blood, like thug group, just like, oi.
Or
way to get some information.
Before the two of them go in, I'll just say, if anything goes wrong in your questioning, feel free to holler for me and I can erase some memories. But I think I'll stay out here for now.
All right.
Sounds good.
I think it's probably best if I stay out with Octavia.
Well, I was thinking, oh, by the way, I just sound like this now. I don't know if you've seen me use this power before.
Sure.
If anything goes wrong, we can just skedaddle out of there. And then, I don't know, it turned a little Aussie there for a second.
I can just scream for you.
But then you can go ahead and try it to talk to her.
Yeah, yourself, give her a go.
Because you've been here a few times. But we'll try it my way first.
Yeah.
And I walk in. Right. I just walk in, like, chest out, just, like, kind of, like not very good posture. I'm just, like, looking around, just, like, we're needing a beverage real bad.
Kind of like a swagger.
Yeah.
So as the two mad lads go up to the bar, Frances sort of looks up and she's like, "Oh, hey there, gents. I haven't seen you around here. Can I get you anything?"
Yeah, do you have anything on special right now? Needing a drink real bad. You would not believe the day we've had.
Sure, we got a few pale ales. We got a new lager in.
Rachel speaking, is that code for like of the, blood or is that just beer?
Just beer. This is a bar, but it's a place that thin bloods often come to as well. Kind of like looks at you. Pale ale?
Rachel also speaking, do thin bloods drink regular beverages?
Yeah.
Not is usual. That
a thing? Well, I don't know. Okay. Well. Do they?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I want to think in something a little bit stronger if you catch my drift.
Give me a charisma and persuasion just to see if she catches your drift.
Yeah. I also have Daunt up, so I don't know if that
makes it a little bit
anything.
Harder. Where it's like, you want to fight, right?
Sorry, it's charisma and persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing this?
I have zero persuasion, so...
Intimidate the fuck out of her!
Two guys just walked into my bar and said, give me something strong. But meanly.
Yeah, that's a... Like, liquor or beer or blood.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Because I literally only have two dice right now.
Oi.
Well, two of them both passed, but that's literally that's all I have.
You kind of get in like this a staring contest for a moment, and she kind of like backs off, and she is, I think I know what you mean. All right. I did Irish again.
I went Aussie. It's fine.
She kind of goes near the back room. And you can see that she sort of cracks one of the kegs that are, like, set up behind her to the side. And there's, like, a smaller secret keg behind it. And she kind of grabs a few, like, glasses and fills them with blood. And then pops a little celery stick in them.
Nice.
I don't know when Bloody Marys were made, but whatever. So then she kind of, like, comes up and slides them up. She says, first one's on the house.
Oh. Bunks.
I point at the celery stick. I point at the celery stick and I'm like, nice touch. And I take a sip.
It's good. You're already at one, so it doesn't really taste good.
Yeah, okay. As I take a sip, I'm like, you hear the news about what's going on down in Southwark?
Yeah.
I heard that they had quarantined the place off. Something about influenza outbreak or something.
I wouldn't know nothing about that. Some good lads going missing down there.
Yeah. Heard it wasn't influenza. Heard it was something else.
Yeah. That's what I heard too.
Well, it seems like you know more than I do. It seems. You can give me a wits and insight if you wish.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wits and insight, you say.
I just like these two, like
can I rouse the blood for the insight because I have like hardly anything right now?
Yeah. They're all I mean, she's also getting -2 to her rolls because you're done.
Okay, I get hungrier, by the way. So.
Oh no.
You're like sipping the Caesar and you're like, nah, this is too hungry.
Just hungry? Not hungry.
This is pretty good. I could do it for a little more though. Okay. Oh boy, that's great. I got 2 tens and another success.
Jesus.
Damn.
So
snap. Yeah.
What'd you get, Rat?
I got 2 successes.
All right. So as you reach into the blood, Evelyn, to make yourself more witsy, You hear once again,
working together again. Isn't this how we always wanted it, Evelyn? Isn't this what you wanted all along?
I just kind of grimace and I take another sip.
It seems like Frances is still kind of like sussing you out, but seems to know a bit more than she's actually letting on. She's like, yeah, I don't right know what's going on down there.
I had a friend, get out of there in one piece. Apparently they woke up in a crate, which is very concerning.
Yeah, some nasty folk.
Crate, you say.
Somebody kidnapping somebody in broad daylight. Who could do such a thing like that?
Like a big bastard, eh? It's kind of fucking rude.
Who
just
does
trying
that?
To have fucking if sleep, eh, wasn't
find
he?
Find the fucking bastard who did that. I'm going to rip him a new one, I swear.
Yeah.
They just keep like having like really big drinks, just like
still the same glass that she's drying as the whole time. Yeah. I don't know what exactly you're looking for. If you're part of the society, then you know, as clearly you are, she gestures towards the glass. What I would tell you is I would advise you to not go down there. Your friend is very lucky. The people involved down there are dangerous. And it's probably best to let them finish whatever it is that they're doing down there and not get involved.
Oh, you know who's involved down there?
I have a friend who got hired down there. They're probably one of the ones that put your friend in that crate. We're not friends.
Why do they need to put him in a crate for?
Why would you put him in a crate?
We're not friends anymore.
Friends. Yeah, you better not be fucking friends with him.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Thanks. Yeah, it's just my friend was very, very angry close. About it. Yeah, we tell you.
Very, very close friend. Yes.
I understand.
I don't blame him for getting so riled up. It's giving me giving me a real hard time not to get riled up about it right now. I have to tell you. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're not friends with that bastard.
Anyways, her...
Cutting ties is a good call.
Name was Rosalie. Reaver.
Hey, hold on.
Her nickname is Reaver.
Rachel is writing notes.
She's got a couple friends with her. A tough bunch. I would, as I said, stay out of it. Let them do whatever it is they're doing. They're tied up with someone much bigger than them.
But they're one of us.
Yes.
How are they walking around in broad daylight kidnapping people?
Yeah.
That make no sense.
I don't think they're the only ones.
Fucking team of them, eh?
They are.
Nasty business, that.
They are caitiffs, so it stands to reason that some of them might be thin bloods as well.
Well, you might be right. Tell us to steer clear of that place. Sounds like anybody down there is going to get jumped real bad.
Yeah.
Should warn some of the others.
Oh,
get out of there while they can.
The regulars here know.
It's good.
I have no connections in Southwark anymore.
You take care of your regulars. That is it's a fine establishment you have here.
Yeah, fine.
Kind of tips her head at you. Still drawing the same glass.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're welcome around here anytime you want.
Boy, thank you.
Yeah.
Well... Thanks for the drink. I'm going to get, do I have coin on me? I am assuming I have coin. Yeah. I'm going to give her a tip. I'm going to pay for the drink. Even though I'm just having one. I'm just going to give her like the money for it. She's like, thank you so much.
Kind of grabs
for your hospitality.
Yeah. Rat's just going to like, look at her and just see, see Evelyn giving money and then just be like, And then just. And then just finish the drink and then leave it and walk away.
I nudge him like, come on. And I just leave. Like,
sorry, I ain't got no pockets in this thing. No pockets.
I just drag, I like grab him by like the like scruff.
The collar,
like,
we're
going out. Let's get out of here.
I like to imagine that Rat doesn't have pockets, but this Mask of a Thousand Faces amalgam does.
As soon as we leave, we like drop the like the disguise. I'm like, absolutely horrible.
Hey.
Oh, I still have a bit of the accent. Oh God.
I
What were Octavia and Imogen doing outside while this was happening? Yeah.
We're just sitting, I think. Hello?
I can't hear you, Emily.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We can hear you now.
Hello. Sitting and enjoying the evening.
Yes, dear Imogen, I would so appreciate, and I am speaking very slowly so that Emily may have a bit more time. But this lovely evening air just seems so poetic to me.
Oh God.
I could very much appreciate a poem.
Oh my God.
I was like, why are you asking for more time? What not? Whatever could you be asking for more time for?
And I was like, wow, Emily seems very focused.
You only when did you message me? Like a minute ago.
At 10:15, I was like, you should make a poem.
It is now 10:19.
That's 4 minutes, babe.
Masterpieces take a while.
Takes 4 minutes to write, should take 4 minutes to read.
I quit. I don't
want to join the IOU.
Yeah. As Imogen begins frantically writing, you don't even see Octavia anymore.
Wait, what?
Octavia has disapparated.
You're going to leave me alone in the middle of the street.
There's still a dog standing next to you.
Does Prophet disappear as well, or does Prophet still here?
I don't know, Octavia. Does Prophet disappear?
No, Prophet's still there.
Yeah, there's still a dog next to you, but Octavia has... You didn't hear her walk away. She's just not there anymore.
Tee-hee-hee. I'm counting syllables.
Rat just like comes out and he's like, oh, now. Street is dark. Sky is dark. Live is dark. I drink blood. Thank you.
Everything's dark.
Oh, what a good
haiku. Like, ooh, rat. At the moment that
I'm an artist,
Octavia speaks, she appears in front of you again. Because she has the lovely Cloak of Shadows.
Nice.
No.
Wow. Are you saying that I'm the only one that can't? Are you saying I'm the only one that can't disappear?
No. Well, I can't either.
Technically, I think even Prophet can.
With a different ability.
It's a different one.
It's like Borba with the glowing lights.
Yeah, everyone can cast it.
Everybody can do it.
All right. So what we're going to do is y'all are going to go. Are you guys going to go into Southwark?
But did you do the poem?
I'm going to give her more time. She can do it on the way to Southwark.
Yeah, it's a walk, right?
Yeah.
I assume we're going to come out and, well, we happen to have some information for everyone now.
Yeah.
Turns out this is going to be very difficult. There's a lot of them. And
then I could have told you that.
Well, you were said
barely
you
made it out alive.
You said there was one person and then there was another that snuck up on you.
Well, no, they were beating me up. It wasn't just one guy. I look like I could be taken down with one.
Well, they were probably very good at their jobs if they were able to do so, which is why I was concerned.
There are so many words that rhyme with side.
That's good. You have many options.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I'm losing my hide with all those stabbings that I incurred yesterday. 2 days ago? Losing track of time.
Last night.
Well,
ratty.
Yeah, we learned some stuff, though.
Yes. There does happen to be caitiff and thin blood involved, possibly, just on the account of them being able to kidnap people in broad daylight. But the name Rosalie, Reva, Reaver is the name she goes by as a nickname, is the one in charge. And apparently they have a couple of friends and they are a tough bunch. So we should be on our guard.
Yeah.
This could get bloody.
Yeah, and also, bartender's got some rough friends in her past. So good contact to have.
Rough friends. Well, we always could use some more muscle. I do feel bad. I always rely on Evelyn to be the brawn of the operation.
Well, to be fair, I think she has cut ties with these these people.
Ah.
She was not happy with them doing the things they are doing in Southwark.
I see.
The fact that she has this information is very good, so.
Well, I don't see, but I understand. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Colloquialism. All right, so are you all heading south then?
Yeah, I think this should was a conversation we were having while walking, I assume.
Yeah, should we have some kind of, like, should we have some kind of mask, like Evelyn, if we're going to be entering this the area is plagued off. So it might be a good idea to go in with some kind of plague masks or some kind of other, maybe a cart with some dead bodies in it.
This is very, very smart. I do not have any of that. I would like to look around for something I can make
shift. Some bodies?
I feel like as we get closer to the plague area, there would be dead bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe you want to say, Rat is down to just like lie in a cart and pretend to be a dead body.
Rat knows that the place is quarantined. Like there isn't actually an influenza there. It's just the public message. They've quarantined off the zone that people have gone missing and said that the flu is there.
Right.
But if you're trying to sneak past any like barricades or anything by claiming to be plague doctors.
Yeah. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. I don't know. Does Evelyn have multiple masks or is it just the one you got from
that
dude? I
think it's just the one.
Oh, that's kind of get gross, eh?
I mean, I am gross.
We went down to Cooper's to discuss the South Side. I do not know what happened because we stayed outside. Then I was alone. Octavia's location, unknown, but Prophet stayed with me. Right by my side. Yes, I did rhyme.
Side to side.
After you said there were so many rhymes for side.
But it also had to fit. It also had to fit the sentence I was trying to say.
She couldn't decide, so she used side.
But Prophet stayed with me to be my guide.
There you go.
Oh,
there
you go. I
good
like
job.
It.
And with that, I mean, Evelyn could be the plague doctor. And then three of you could be dead
Y'all
bodies.
Y'all just be dead bodies.
Yes, I'm done.
I love to play pretend.
As long as you don't breathe, which you don't have to, you can. You don't have a pulse, so.
I'm so dead.
Do we have a carriage or am I just carrying you all
God
on my back?
Damn it,
what
we should
happening?
Have brought Fiend. I said this earlier.
So the way that you walked north, you're going to have to pass the IOU to head to Southwork anyway.
Okay, we'll pick up
amazing.
Fiend on the way.
Amazing.
So, we're going
what to
I guess who doesn't have any drive.
you could walk driving, like doing just basic riding a horse down the street doesn't require like a drive. Having like rolling for drive is more like if you're in a chase
if
or
we're
something.
In a chase.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as nobody chases us, I feel like I am okay. And as soon as we are being chased, y'all would wake up anyway, so then Octavia
I have
can just
two drives, so.
Yeah.
So, cool. Awesome.
So we're going to cut then to the foggy streets leading to the Southwark Bridge. We see Evelyn leading Fiend across the bridge and three bodies sloon into the carriage of the IOU ride. The fog is much thicker down here. And as you get to the middle of the bridge, Evelyn, you see a figure standing in the middle of the road entering Southwark.
Are they looking? They're entering? Are they staring at us or are they going in?
It's hard to tell. They're standing still in the middle of the road, but you basically just see their like silhouette.
Okay.
And you hear call out. Aye, this place is quarantined. Can't come in.
I can see that. And I look at them and I activate Daunt.
Nice.
Are you really going to stop me from doing my work?
Kind of works that then.
Take a good look at my attire and guess. You're an intelligent sort, I'm sure.
Southwark ain't a dumping ground for corpses. Just because the flu's here.
I'm here for collection, then. And I say that with, like, the most serious tone to my voice I can possibly muster.
They kind of eye you for a moment. You can tell that, like, they're in no mood to mess with you right now.
Awesome.
And they sort of just, like, step off to the side. Now that you're closer, and the mist is sort of like, or the fog is sort of like faded a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You see a female figure standing in front of you, medium length brown hair. It's tied up into a bun. Her face is kind of like splattered with mud. But you can make out like a shit ton of scars, and her ears are actually cauliflowered, possibly having done brawls before being embraced. She has a heavy, long coat, and she's sort of like, even talking to you now, is sort of like holding herself on her back foot. She says, "All right then, well, God knows there's a lot to collect in here. Go on through
indeed.
Then.
Indeed. And I continue on.
Can I get...
Yes, Rat.
I would like to get a good old whiff of this person on the bridge.
All right. Give me a wits and awareness, and you can add two extra dice for your bloodhound ability.
Yeah. Ooh. So I was going to say, I can also do the... What's it called? Enhanced senses too, so I don't know if that'll...
Oh yeah, so you can pump it's a free, so your smell is just like you get like overwhelmed for a moment as all the synapses in your brain pop and you can like smell everything, and then as you try to focus on this person, give me a wits and awareness plus three dice now.
Alright, I'll take four. That
now I gotta look at heightened senses again.
All right, awareness.
Oh, an extra dice. So three. So five extra dice.
Perfect.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
That's
wow.
Wild. Two, three.
I love that Sarah has enough D10s, even though they don't play on this.
Yeah. Really though. It's because I'm a dice goblin.
There it is.
All right. Oh, fuck. Okay, so that's one crit fail. But then I got one, two, three. Oh, fuck. I got three successes.
You want to use willpower?
Yeah, let's use willpower. And that's four dice, right?
Yeah.
Can I pick and choose which dice to reroll?
Yeah, as long as they're not as blood dice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. My blood dice was a pass, so. All right, so that's 1, 10. And that's... so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five successes.
Cool. As you sort of like focus in on the smell of their blood, you recognize it. As you were blinking past away from the person with the gun, you caught a whiff of this smell earlier.
Ah, fuck.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Sneaky, sneaky. All right, well, I'm going to keep being dead in this carriage.
But you know.
I know. When I look at this person, obviously I don't know that it's the person, but do I get the sense that they are... Actually, I could technically use Sense the Beast on them, I think, and see if they are bad.
Cool.
Right? So yeah. That is a thing. That's aroused, though, isn't it?
I don't believe so.
Is it? I thought maybe it was. I don't remember.
We didn't write Rouse next to it,
Sense
so it's not.
Sense the Beast. I wrote Roll Stuff, which is animalism. I think it's resolve. It's resolve and animalism, I think, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Or no,
resolve and animalism versus their composure and subterfuge.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three successes.
Three successes. Mm-hmm. This is definitely Kindred. You sense hostility within them as their beast is going into the sort of like the defensive aggression mode.
Cool.
Sort of coiling to spring out at you.
Good to know. I will be trying to keep tabs on where they're at as soon as I find a place to park this bad boy and let my friends out. Which I will do that. Find a place to park and let my friends out.
So as you lead off of the bridge, Fiend's steps stop being the like click clack clip clap and go into this like as it's like stepping into the like marshlands here.
Mm-hmm.
And you go a few buildings away, and as you turn around, the figure is no longer standing at the base of the bridge.
Oh, good. This should be fun.
but you can find a secure enough, mm-hmm. Like off street to kind of put Fiend, one with like a cover over top of it, so you can hide them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do that. I let everybody out of the carriage, and I look to everyone, and I say, "I think it would be best to make sure we are not caught. I don't believe we are welcome here."
Rat is just like visibly like ticking, and you can tell that it is pissed the fuck off.
Speak your mind, Rat.
Yeah. Fuck her on the bridge.
Mm.
It's a bit of try to shoot me.
I had a feeling she was bad news.
That's not very nice.
Well, she's definitely not happy that we are here, so.
Yeah. Best well, got her sent too, eh?
Good. Good. Just like old times. And I activate Unseen Passage so I can continue walking around, not being noticed.
Just fucking over everyone else.
No. I'm not invisible. I am just around. As long as I am not making a lot of noise, the other peeps won't fucking see me.
Right.
And hey, guess what, guys? What? I get a third hunger.
Oh, God.
Noise. I'm going to say, taking from you doing the Unseen Passage, Rat's going to do it too.
All right, cool. Give her a house.
And Prophet will use Shadow Cloak.
Ooh.
Like, Imogen's just like, this is fucking fine.
I'm still there. Octavia will still be there. But Prophet is in just one with the shadows.
Act like
a tourist if I get caught, I guess.
I was a corpse a second ago, but now I'm a tourist.
Yeah.
what'd you get on your rouse, Rat?
Oh, I got an 8.
Okay. You still, as you see Evelyn, like, sort of step aside, and you lose focus for a moment, and Evelyn's no longer there. You both hear in the back of your mind,
"Yes. The powers that I gave you have clearly come in handy. Your accomplishments make me proud, the both of you."
Oh, shut up.
Jesus.
And it's just Imogen and Octavia now standing in the street.
And I kind of whisper to them, "Don't worry, I haven't gone anywhere. I just want to be able to get a sneak attack in if they are so bold."
I think I might have missed something. What's the plan here? I mean, we showed up, and then are we the bait? Is that what's going on right now?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. What a wonderful idea.
I feel like you're not the bait now. You suggested it.
All right. Well, then.
Okay. No one would attack an innocent blind woman.
Right? Thank you.
Hey, they attacked me while I was sleeping.
All right. I guess I'll just.
Boy.
So stand where here. Are you heading?
Yeah, good question.
I don't know.
So
I
here's the thing, maybe. Rat remembers where it was taken.
Okay.
You can kind of like retrace your steps if you wish to return to where you were brought.
Yeah. Do we want to return to where we're sleeping, or do we want to return to, because we got like a hut that we set up.
Yes, but how are we going to bring them when they can't really see us or notice us? Unless we've been talking to them, so they notice us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably notice us.
It only works if
I can grab Imogen's hand.
Yeah. There's like ways that you could guide them. You could like, you could like reveal yourself at a location to them and then step back into the shadows kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the way that Prophet does it is that literally like you see two red eyes in a shadow and then they just close and there's no longer a dog there. So Imogen and Octavia are slowly being led through this burrow. It is dead silent here. Octavia, you can feel like the like minor prickling of like the fog permeating in the air as this just calm exists, and all you can hear is the squelching of your feet in the mud below you.
As we walk, I will activate Sense the Unseen. Perhaps there are others that are using the night to be invisible.
Huel, Give me a resolve and aspects.
4 successes. 4.
Nice. You don't detect any uses of obfuscate or anything. There also doesn't seem to be many ghosts down here. Occasionally you'll feel the presence of like an old Roman ghost that has just sort of existed in this area. An old soldier, just long dead, barely even a consciousness anymore, just a remnant. But beyond that, there's other than your allies sort of skulking around in the shadows, there's nobody currently using any disciplines.
I'll whisper that to Imogen as we continue to walk. Old spirits here, but nothing else that doesn't meet your eye.
So it's probably not a good idea for me to use powers right now.
I whisper, I'm very, very hungry. I think that's probably not right. A good idea.
All right, I'll just keep on walking then.
And you continue on. Occasionally, Imogen, you'll see like a glimpse of either Rat or Evelyn, like in your peripheral around the corner, leading you through the back alleys of Southwark. And you begin to get into like older buildings, like much older. You see almost like defensive walls. You see like what used to be military barracks now converted into like living quarters for people in this district. And after a few blocks, a lot of you begin to hear a sound sort of echoing from above you, a clicking, just a occasionally following you through the alleyways.
Can I smell?
Yes, I would say
give
just
a good old sniff.
Yeah, you're like keeping that up. You smell another familiar presence sort of somewhere above you on the rooftops. And this smells like the man that was standing next to you holding the rifle.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're being, you kind of get those of you who are used to like being stealthy and sort of like hunters get the sense that you're being tracked, through the, and they're not tracking you, Rat, because specifically that's nearly impossible to do. And they are having a hard time keeping Evelyn. It's specifically Imogen and the Octavia bait? That they're following. Yeah. The bait that they're following.
Oh,
no!
Boy.
But you get the sense that, like, they're not looking at you. They're looking at your bait.
Mm-hmm. Can I try... So Rat is I'm assuming we're both in the front right now trying to lead.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Rat lead and I'm going to fall behind the group just to have somebody behind just in case somebody decides to sneak up or flank.
I feel like I would, using the extent of time we've spent together, I would communicate that we're getting followed in case.
Yeah.
Evelyn wasn't aware.
You two have signals and shit to communicate.
Oh, yeah.
Just a look would be enough, I think, for these two.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You feel like you're getting closer, Rat, to where your escape happened. Mm-hmm. And you begin to hear these, like, clickings happening more frequently. They're almost, like, overlapping now to create, like, a kind of sound above you.
Yeah.
And it almost sounds like communication between them.
Fucking birds.
Hey, birds!
is anyone else doing anything or just continuing on the path?
While we are doing this, I'm assuming I hear this. It's not just Rat that hears the clicking.
Yeah, they're not being secretive about their noise. They are
I don't have heightened senses or anything, but can I try to like look and see if I notice where they are? If they're being like secretive about where they are, like are they hiding or are they just like walking around following us?
Give me wits and awareness. It is harder because it is not only is it kind of dark in the back alleys, but there is a fog that's sort of like everything above you is like harder to see, and everything like in a distance above in front of you is just thick with fog.
That was 4 successes.
All right. Occasionally, as you're making your way down the alley, you see almost like a figure pull back from the edge of the roof.
Okay.
Almost like they were there. You notice them and they
suck back.
Interesting.
So they bait, are. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really do anything now, can I? Otherwise, I'll get eaten.
You don't know you're gonna get eaten.
I have some.
I mean,
power.
Evelyn was pretty like, I'm gonna eat you.
I don't want to.
I mean, you don't know how far away from you Evelyn is, and yeah. You know that it's like a distance thing.
Yeah, I also was gonna ask, how far away is the roof from the group? Like, could I hop up there and try to like see, like go and find them, and then still be close enough to the group to see if somebody else came up and started attacking them to jump back down?
I think both of you are able to get up to the roofs.
Okay. I would like to go up to where I saw them slink into the shadows on the roof. Cool. I will use Soaring Leap to do so. I assume
I'll
I can
stay
do
on
that
the ground.
Quietly, question mark? But yeah, while still keeping Unseen Passage up? I don't know. It's like is that a thing?
Big jump and then I have like a 3-point landing.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
For a second there, I was just picturing you jump, and then there's just a giant, crazy loud clang of this tin roof.
Yeah.
There is like a bunch of mud gets pulled up, and where you jumped, it's like, and then like it falls back to the ground. But other than that.
Okay.
Do I notice that they're further away now?
Yeah.
I'm still on the ground.
I'll still keeping a Evelyn. Distance, though.
Yeah. Like I said, there's gauze up my forehead, and I'll activate heightened senses for, let's do hearing, because I don't think I'm looking around much, so for hearing.
Cool. Just like a little bit of blood. Heightened senses isn't too powerful, so the gauze sort of like, kind of like a nosebleed.
And as we continue to walk, I will activate awe. If I'm going to be the bait, I may as well draw some attention.
You just love this. I love it.
Just a delicious bait. Sure. So you sort of become more presency. All right. So Imogen, you activate your hearing and you begin to hear light footsteps above you. On the tiles and on the stone and on the various rooftops. Everyone
is that just Evelyn?
No, it's additional footsteps.
Okay.
You see, you hear several
Many
of them.
Many footsteps.
Evelyn, as you get up there, sort of through the fog, you see another silhouetted figure sort of leaning, kind of Assassin's Creed style, looking down, watching the bait walk down the alley some more.
Okay.
And Rat, you can smell both of those blood sources are kind of like pincering in closer.
Fuckers.
What are y'all doing?
Can I try to sneak up on said person and draw my sword and stick them up and hold them?
Yeah, I was like, are they both up there? Because Rat wants to do the same thing.
I mean, it smells like they're all up there now. So I will say, I mean, if you want, you can like hold back and coordinate like a attack to try to get two of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah. I'd say let's like, I jump up and then if possible, let's like do a little look and do it at the same time.
Ooh. All right. So on the one side, you see Rat, you recognize ahead of you, the silhouette of the figure that had you had encountered on the bridge originally. And Evelyn, you recognize a burlier figure. Sort of like hunched over now, very muscly, leaning as well over the edge. So I'm going to need both of you to initially make a dexterity and stealth against these two.
Okay.
And they are going to roll to see if they hear you, which is going to be that they can't. I'm sorry. Never mind. Ignore that because you both have the power up that nobody's allowed to even try to notice you.
Hey. So roll. All my dice.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't mind succeeding. It's fine. It's fine. They don't want to tempt fate.
Roll instead a dexterity and melee as this is basically a stealth attack.
Dexterity and melee.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that I'm using my sick ass deck. My bone dagger.
Your bone dagger?
Ooh. Okay. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Cool, cool, cool. You know what I'm going to do?
Willpower?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and do that.
Billy, okay, sent you a message. Better.
That is 5 successes. Jeez. I had like all the other ones except for the 110 that I got. It was like bad time. Yeah, it was a bad time.
Ba 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 da, ba.
Ba, ba, ba. Did you just sing the How I Met Your Mother theme song? As Rat's theme song?
I'm into it.
I love it.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
All right.
Hey.
Any tens?
No tens. No, right. My rerolls, I only got 1 success on my reroll, so it wasn't even that great.
So we see like, we see these two figures crouched over, slowly watching your allies in the alleyway. You hear the everywhere. And these two figures, unnoticeable, pincer attack. Evelyn, you slowly pull out your sword, jam it into their side. The blade goes through their back and out their chest as they scream out. As this stream is happening, Rat, you go up behind yours, just grab them by the neck and slash across their throat. Rats, yours doesn't even have time to react. The body goes solid, falls off of the roof, and as it's falling, Imogen, you see this corpse kind of dissolve, like get tight, like all of the moisture has been pulled out of it, and fall right in front of you. Evelyn, yours seems to still be mobile, turns around and says, one of mine for one of yours, and sticks a gun to your chest. And that's where we're going to leave it for tonight. This is getting pretty late.
Oh, no, my chest again!
As a special guest, it is your time to plug anything that you would like to plug.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, you can find me at Sarah Mayfield Official on Instagram, Twitter, Sarah Mayfield. Check out my Indiegogo that I just launched for The Girl Next Door, and that is linked on all of my socials. Also, check out Carefree RPG. We're about to launch a Curse of Strahd campaign where I'm playing a camp counselor, Eric Cockra, who kills it and is so awkward. So check that out if you got time.
Yeah.
Curse of Strahd. I will definitely listen. I'm very intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's spook.
Spooky.
It's spook. Thank you for listening to Tabletop Titties, Titties by Night.
Kelly Wright is our storyteller, and our Season 1 TBN players include Charlene Bear, Emily Matchett, and Rachel Thielade.
Our sound engineer and logo designer is Kelly Wright, and our episodes are edited by Kelly Wright.
All music featured in Tabletop Titties is from the website Pixabay and CompetechMusic.com by Kevin McLeod, using a Creative Commons license, or FreeMusicArchive.org.
The easiest way to support Tabletop Titties is by becoming a patron at Patreon.com/tabletoptitties.
And don't forget to check out our merch at threadless.tabletoptitties.com.
For more information, including a full list of songs used in every episode, please check out our website, tabletoptitties.com. That's tabletoptitties with double D's if you know what we mean. We'll see you next time.